Your Arizona Diamondbacks manager, Torrey Lovello, has just called in on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. And, Torrey, you can imagine, of course, we're going to get to Game 7, but I think the bigger question is Game 6. If you're managing in a World Series and an ump does something that drives you crazy, can Jerry Nairn hold you back, or can you throw him around like Chip Hale got tossed around?
You know, listen, when you're that passionate, you can see Davey, right? He was going. I know me. I've seen me in those situations. I don't think much is going to hold me back. I'm walking through that line of scrimmage, and I'm giving it all I can at the point of contact.
So, Torrey, I have to ask you, so what did you think of the call? Did they get it right?
Yeah, you know, by the letter of the law, as soon as it happened, obviously I dug into the rules and tried to dissect the best that I could, because I, my family, my friends, everybody was calling me like I was the expert. But, you know, by the letter of the law, the umpire got it right. And I think what always throws off the umpire is if the ball hits the runner. If the ball never hits the runner, it's a play that you rarely see called. But if it hits the runner, then they compute, and then they add it up quickly to see where the alignment was of the base runner. Did the first baseman have a chance to catch the baseball? And if that's not the case, then they have to override obviously what the play was and call the interference and create this uproar. I think that the rule probably needs to be examined a little bit more closely, because whether or not they're getting calls right, I just feel like you're putting the safety of the first baseman in jeopardy. And you see a lot of times where these first basemen are trying to get inside of the runner. They don't. They hurt their elbows, their thumbs, and I see it all the time. So I just want what's safe for the players. And hopefully Major League Baseball, if they can follow those guidelines, they can make some adjustments so nothing poor happens.
Wasn't it Cliff Floyd with the Expos? That was like the worst. Mm-hmm. That was 20 years ago or something, Torrey. But that was about as ugly as it gets. We're talking to Torrey Lovello, manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks. You know, I can't wait to ask you this question about the usage of Greinke, since you know more than just about anybody else on the best to use Zach Greinke. New school analytics say do not let somebody pitch the third time through the lineup. Yet Greinke was unbelievable last night and the way he was going. So some people are saying he shouldn't have even pitched the seventh. Other people are saying you shouldn't have taken him out. He just had a couple guys on. Big deal. If you're managing Zach Greinke, and I know you manage right along with every other manager in baseball when you were watching Game 7, what would you have done with Zach Greinke?
Well, it can be really misleading when you see a major league pitcher such as Zach, who's done it for a long time, walk through a very potent lineup. You get into it just like everybody else. Well, it's how long will it happen, and how long will this keep going? What I know of Zach, and it's a very fair question that you're able to ask me, is that when it starts to go, when he starts to pick up the zone, or he's making some mistakes in the middle of the zone, that's when you have to pay closer attention to him and maybe keep him on a little bit of a shorter leash. I'm not inside the dugout. I don't want to second guess AJ, but you're right. When you get into that part of the lineup three and four times, the numbers show. I don't need to go into any type of analytics. The numbers are going to show me that the averages go up substantially, especially that after that third time around. So, now, what would I have done? I probably would have given him a very, very, very short leash to push him back out there, knowing that I had a really strong bullpen. AJ had some really nice pieces back there, but that's just me. And like I said, I don't want to second guess because I don't know what's going on. But once again, Zach can really spoil you. When he gets that thing going, it's just sit down, grab some popcorn, and watch the show, because it gets to be really fun.
It's so fascinating to hear you say that, because I admit, just like every other talk show host, I'm trying to pretend I know how to manage, and I'm sitting there thinking that...
I don't do that, Torrey.
Yeah, I know you don't.
I'm just telling you that. I don't do that.
That I was thinking, I know I would have sent Greinke out there in the seventh inning, and I would have kicked myself for the rest of my life, because I'm sitting there with Garrett Cole in the bullpen, and I would have done exactly what you just said. I would have fallen into the trance that this is going to keep going, knowing my better judgment says pull him, and I would have said no. And I was really interested that you kind of felt like it was right to go ahead and leave him out there, because he had given you no signs that it was time to pull him.
Yeah, well, and, you know, once again, there's conversations in the dugout that with Zach, they're extremely honest. And, you know, Zach would tell me he's 85% full, his tank is good. And, you know, I had a really good rapport with him over the 3 years we were together. So I can look at him and gauge, if, you know, what he's telling me and if he's dialed in. And there's sometimes he has that look in his eye where, you know, as professional athletes, you don't want to get in their way. I can be the parent in the room at any time. However, the athletes that are performing at an elite level, those are really special times that you have to allow them to go out there and do. They got to go out and get it. However, it's the seventh game of the World Series, winner take all.
Mm-hmm.
The stakes are extremely high. And with Gerrit Cole sitting in the bullpen, I did see him sitting in the bullpen. I wasn't sure what his availability would be after throwing so many pitches a couple nights ago, but he was locked and loaded and ready to go. And if you go back to the big unit for, you know, 2001 when the Diamondbacks won their world championship, he threw the day after.
Yeah.
And those are the things that you ask your body to do. It's the last game of the season. You got the whole offseason to recover. So I can see where a lot of the naysayers are kind of second-guessing this. However, I just believe in the athlete, and I sometimes believe in those elite athletes. And I've never performed at that elite level like Zach. He's in the top percentile of all baseball pitchers in the world. So you got to allow him to go out there and do that, but keep a very, very close eye on him and then start to maneuver.
We're talking to the manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Torey Lovello, here on the Dug In Wolves Show. Torey, can you even watch the game as a fan? I mean, can you do that honestly? Can you watch it as a fan, or is your manager brain always on?
Yeah, it's hard for me. I'm not going to lie. I don't watch every inning of every game. Maybe until once the World Series starts, I become a fan and I've decompressed a little bit, but you know, I'm a jealous person. I'm not going to lie. When I'm watching these guys go out there and they have their sweatshirts on and everybody's looking pretty, you know, going out and playing baseball games to win a world championship. So it's hard for me to do that. However, I do sit down and become a fan. You know, my wife and I enjoy watching the game. She'll ask me some questions. My family and friends will ask me some questions. So at that point in time, I can switch gears pretty easily and start to maneuver like I would, you know, give him some managing advice, but I'm not the expert. I'm not in that dugout, but I do enjoy the World Series. I'm a baseball fan. You guys have heard me say it many times. I sit there in the dugout just like everybody else in the stands and enjoy the game of baseball, the art of what these guys do, and I am always a fan.
So, Torey, I have to ask you this. After watching the games, the seven games in their totality, what was your number one takeaway when it was all said and done and the Washington Nationals were the World Series champions? Did you have one takeaway about this series?
Yeah, that elite athletes, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter where they're playing and how they're performing, the best of the best can lock it in at the most crucial time. and that's exactly what the Nationals did. You know, throughout the course of the playoffs, when they had to have that inning, it started with the Milwaukee wild card game. This is a wild card team. You know, talk about the odds of them advancing and getting through the teams that they got through. Like, they were locked in, and you could just see the look on their face that they were never out of an inning. It started with beating one of the best in the game with Hader. They transitioned to the juggernaut again, you know, with the Dodgers, and they beat them.
Mm-hmm.
This team was focused and locked in. And when great athletes have that it factor, great teams have that it factor, it's really fun to watch.
Talking to Torey Lovello, manager of the Diamondbacks. This is going to put you on the spot, but you're good at it, so you can handle it. Jim Wolf is considered to be, for the year, the best balls and strikes umpire there was. He did not have a bad game, but according to the computer, he missed a ton of close ones. They were close enough. Mm-hmm. Hey, you should take it or you should swing, you know, whatever. But he missed a ton of close ones. And there were a lot of other pitches in this postseason where it was impossible for a catcher to frame it. But the computer said they were a strike. So you understand the umpire missing it. Is it time for us to have a computerized strike? Did this World Series convince you World Series or regular season needs a computerized strike zone?
Wow. I trust me, umpires can get the best of me too. And I work really hard to maintain my composure. And, you know, there's a lot of barking going on that's you don't really see, but it's happening and inside of our dugout. And I know that it was happening inside of the World Series dugouts as well. I just want things to be right. I just want pitches to be called strikes that are strikes and balls to be called balls. I know there's a little bit of a buffer zone in there. It's a hard thing. The game is moving at such a rapid pace And the umpires aren't trying to miss calls. They're trying to do their very best because they know on television there's that box, and they know that there's going to be rankings that can get out as to what their percentages were. So they're trying to do their absolute very best. I don't necessarily know if I'm ready for an automated strike zone. I mean, I watch a U.S. Open tennis tournament, and I love the ball coming in, and you can see if it's in or out. If it could be that precise and that perfect, of course I would love to examine that. But I might be a little bit too traditional, where I enjoy the interaction with the umpire, whether it's good or bad. I enjoy the umpire standing back there, but I just want to get it right, and so do the umpires, and so do the players. At times it gets very, very frustrating, but there's some human elements to the game that I would never change. But the final thing I want to say is Major League Baseball is always on the cutting edge. They're always trying to figure out the best solution possible to figure out how and when to make some of these adjustments. I think instant replay was a fabulous adjustment to the game several years ago. So it'll keep progressing, and I'll support whatever they want to do.
Torrey, as you well know, the road team won every game of this series. Are we ever going to see that again?
I don't know. I was watching some of the numbers on that, and I don't think so. And you know, once again, it goes back to what I was saying, where premier athletes can lock it down and lock it in no matter what the circumstances, and they can win in any situation. So maybe there is a home court advantage. I don't know what it's like in football, Wolf, and I don't know, you know, in other sports, but I know in baseball, the crowd noise becomes a little bit of a hum after a while. And premier athletes they don't care where they'll play in a sandlot, and if it's for the highest stakes, they'll give you their best effort. They could care less where they're playing. So I just know in our sport that athletes go out there and perform without any distractions, but it's very rare. And mm-hmm. You know, you talk about some of the pitchers that the opposition was beating, you know, that Garrett
right.
Cole in game one.
Yes,
I mean,
right.
at home. I mean, who would have thought that would have happened?
Hey, look, it's Verlander.
Yeah.
Hey, talk about somebody, as long as you're comfortable, because Twitter's reporting it, but I don't know if you have. Rumor says you have a pitching coach. Are you happy? Tell us about it.
Well, we haven't yet announced exactly what we're doing. We had a really, really thorough process, and I got the chance to sit down with some really, really wonderful candidates. And it was something that was very important to me. It was very important that I got out there and got the right guy that's going to help take this to the next level. And those are some of my comments. And that was the reason why we did make the change. But we haven't yet formally announced what's going on. I'm sure that'll be happening here in the coming days or maybe the coming hours. So out of fairness to the whole process, I'm not going to say that we have or haven't. But I just know that we did a really good job, and a lot of people dug in from the front office, from the medical team, from our analytics team. We put our candidates through the ringer, and we met some really good people, and we're going to pick the best guy to help us move forward.
And Torrey, I thought that your season was a major step forward for this team and this organization. Well done. Congratulations to you. Thanks for coming on, Torrey. Really appreciate it.
All right, boys. I enjoyed the time. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. There's Torrey Lovello.